the Sudanese refugees are raising income in the capital, Kampala. Unlike South Sudan, where we have a common border, where refugees just cross over, the ones arriving from Sudan, from Khartoum particularly, arriving by air. So there's an estimate that about 33,000 Sudanese refugees are in Uganda, and the majority of these, about close to 20,000, have arrived in the capital of Uganda since 2024.
How is the government coping with these refugees, this influx of refugees?
Uganda has one of the most liberal policies towards refugees. And I think what helps is that when refugees arrive here, they are largely not confined to refugee camps. Apart from a few cases in border areas where we have refugees from South Sudan, from the Democratic Republic of Congo, an urban refugee settlement of Somalis, a number of Ethiopian refugees, and refugees generally from all over the continent and beyond. The government policy has been to allow these refugees to blend in with society. Therefore, you do not have a huge crisis that you have a concentration in one area of most of these refugees. The refugees that are settled in refugee camps, the infrastructure is available that government organizes, but the rest they are competing with. We don't call it competition. We call it sharing with nationals whatever resources are available.
On Tuesday, the U.S. government pledged $7.5 million to assist in this situation. Do you think that will help, and do you think the resources will go to the right people?
I think any help is important. This country has stretched to even take care of its own citizens. So when you add the extra responsibility to take care of citizens from other countries arriving here as refugees, any help will be useful. But of course, there are concerns about whether it gets applied directly to the cause for which it has been given or sought. There have been accusations and complaints about corruption, including in the refugee management sector in this country for some time. But the expectation is that this $7.5 million, which translates to about 28 billion Uganda shillings, is put to support these refugees find comfort and settle in their new life. Living in a country that's surrounded by so many troubled countries, the best thing that the global community can do is support existing local efforts, both directly with refugee host communities, but also through government and civil society, to make sure that these brothers and sisters from wherever they come from find the refuge they are seeking, the peace they are looking for in this country.